Ryan barely slept. Jess's ultimatum replayed over and over. There's a school for girls like you. You'll go, or you'll lose me. He'd been caught in her lingerie, his arousal obvious, his shame undeniable. And worse, part of him wanted it, wanted to be seen, wanted more. The next morning, Jess slid a tablet into his trembling hands. "Your spot's reserved," she said casually over coffee. "All that's left is for you to accept." The screen displayed a soft pink logo. Feminize You Academy for Sissies, redefining who you are, one delicate step at a time. Below it, a message blinked. Enrollment pending. Ryan, his finger hovered over accept for too long, but he tapped it. 2 days later, Jess drove him there in silence. Her sunglasses hid her expression, but Ryan could feel her smirking. His hands wouldn't stop shaking. Feminize You didn't look like a school. It looked like a mansion. Elegant wrought iron gates, trimmed roses along stone paths, and soft pastel banners waving gently. A plaque on the gate shimmered. Feminize You Academy for Sissies, where you become who you were always meant to be. Waiting at the entrance was a tall woman in heels, her tailored blouse crisp, her skirt hugging every curve. "Ryan," she greeted, her smile soft but eyes sharp. "I'm Miss Delaney. From this point on, you'll refer to me as instructor." Jess leaned over before he could say anything, kissed his cheek and whispered, "Remember why you're here, baby." And then she drove away. Inside Feminize You, the halls smelled of roses and leather. Mirrors lined the corridors, reflecting Ryan's nervous figure back at him at every turn. Doors labeled posture, voice training, sissy etiquette, and chastity and control whispered promises of what was to come. "You've taken the first step," Miss Delaney said, her heels clicking with authority. "Here, we strip away the old you, piece by piece." She stopped at a pale pink door labeled New Arrivals. "Undress," she ordered, turning to face him. "Everything." Ryan's eyes widened. I can't." Miss Delaney's lips curled. "You can, and you will. Leave those clothes behind. You won't be needing them again." He hesitated, heat rushing to his cheeks, but his hands moved. And as his last piece of clothing hit the floor, the door opened. Thank you for watching this step of the journey. If you're enjoying Ryan's transformation, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss the next part. And if you'd like early access or to help shape what happens next, check out my Patreon at Feminize You, where the story goes deeper.